Are you all right? Look at me. I need to make sure your pupils can focus. Good. Follow my finger left to right and right to left. Wonderful. Your eyes seem awake now. I'm glad you're okay. What happened? You got nicked by a poison dart trap. I was able to heal much of the damage, but you may feel a bit... well, drunk, for the next 10 minutes or so. Yes, you were very fast when the trap was sprung. Good thing, too. Here, let me help you up. I wasn't expecting a poison like that. These temples are rarely so dangerous. Did you want to keep going? That's what I thought you would say. Come on, I think we're almost at the end. Oh? After that room with the gemstones, you can handle anything? I agree. That was hard for you, wasn't it? Was I worried about you? Of course. I had 1,000 prayers on my lips while I healed you. There was a moment when your eyes rolled back into your head and my breath stopped. But the gods were kind today, and they gave me the means to save you. Yeah, they saved you, even though you're a godless, thieving heathen. I called you that one time, and you've never let me forget. Yeah, you dressed up in my vestments to rob that poor shopkeeper. I understand he was overcharging people. Well, I wasn't wrong when I said it, was I? Or did you suddenly convert and give up stealing? That's what I thought. Ugh, quit smirking at me. The gods frown on sarcasm. I'll be the judge of that. You've been on your best behavior here. That's true, you have. We've passed many sacred treasures in the temple, and you haven't taken them. I'm proud of your restraint. Being here means a lot to me. Thank you. Ah, here we are. Are you ready? I'm not sure what lies beyond this door, but the size of it. Yes, it feels very final. How are you feeling? Can you pick the lock? Wow, it's amazing that you can do that in your condition. I can see the wheels in your head turning already. Yeah, it looks like a puzzle. We'll have to be clever. That glowing cube in the center of the room, what could it be for? There's an inscription. Speak a lie and tell a truth, When honesty brings about a great joy, the way forward is yours. Interesting. We should test it. Do you have a lie handy? I smell like beef. Really? Sometimes you are so childish. Yes, I heard it too. Tell another lie. You don't feel drunk at all. Ah, there it is. Looks like the cube flashes green when we tell the truth and red when we tell a lie. Well, that's a nightmare. Trapped in a room together, unable to lie without the other one knowing. This isn't funny. What did the message say? When honesty brings about a great joy. I don't suppose you've been keeping some wonderful news from me, have you? No, of course not. We're much too close for that. Well, let's try. Tell me something true. Yeah, something that'll make me happy. When you stole my vestments for your heist, they smelt really nice, like lavender and incense. And you liked it? Oh, I'm so glad you were soothed by my scent as you committed grand larceny. What? Oh no. I saw it. The walls closed in when I told that lie. Yeah, the gods don't approve of sarcasm, that's what you said. Look, we need to focus. Because we'll be crushed if we're too dishonest. This is complicated. How are we going to bring about a great joy with our honesty? My ass looks great in my armor. Thank you. This can't be the type of behavior the temple wanted to encourage. Oh, stop looking at me like that. Very well. Your leathers suit you tremendously. Especially when we've been on the road for a few weeks and they get all dusty. I'm happy you're flattered. Really, I am. But I'm not sure this is going to spark a great joy. We should dig deeper. Ugh, talking about feelings is so uncomfortable. Did I mean it when I said I prayed over you? After the poison? Yes, I did. Of course, I don't know if I actually said 1,000 prayers, but I never stopped. Hey, that room we passed earlier in the dungeon, where all the sacred gems were and I asked you not to touch... Oh, I'm asking. You didn't take any, did you? You did! Ugh! Well, that's why that poison arrow found you later. Why must you anger the gods? Yes, that is a great truth. Knowing that you took one. But it didn't bring me joy. It made me angry. Will I forgive you if you put the gem you took back? Yes, I will. I know it's hard. Listen, we hold different values. But I'm not going to surround myself with people who agree with me. The church is an echo chamber. See? The gods want me here, in the world, experiencing it and helping where I can. And they brought me to you. Why have I stuck by you for so long? Because the only thing that truly demeans another person is the harm they cause others. You're a scoundrel, prone to drink and thieving. But I know your nature. You're tempered and kind. I've seen the good you do and how hard you work. Even if you do steal from the dead or those who can afford it. There's a lot that I admire about you. You live life on your own terms, and that takes a lot of courage. So many people don't get it. And get what? That life comes from you, not at you. And I do admire you for it. It's very attractive. You look like I could knock you over with a feather. I thought you were more aware of how I felt about you. I've been traveling with you for a year now. Did you think that meant nothing? You have a hard time believing when good things happen? Me too. But this is right. I know what I need to say. I care about you. I should have told you sooner. Here. Mwah. Oh, we're free. It feels good to feel the wind on my face. I'm so glad my honesty made you feel joyful. Yeah, let's sit here for a moment. Just breathe with me. Hold my hand. We can figure out everything when we get back to town. For now, I just want to savor this. We're at the beginning. Everything is going to be different now. Thank you. I'm going to be great for you. Just wait.